You are Locked On Balls, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Good Thursday, and welcome to Locked On Balls. It's your team every day. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On Vols sent you. Okay, so we have a monster show today. I'm going to apologize in advance. It's probably going to go a couple minutes longer than usual, and I do apologize. Try to keep it under 30. I know the ads kind of put it up to 31 sometimes, but it's going to be a little lengthy today. Have a big chat with VFL Troy Fleming. That's coming up in segment two on what he saw from Tennessee this spring, what he thinks of Josh Heupel, and more. In segment one, going to break down Tennessee's latest football commit, and it was a big one, quarterback Taven Jackson. Get you everything you need to know on Taven Jackson. And in segment three, going to play some audio, first of Nick Saban on the draft process, and then some clips from Trey Smith, who caught up with our boys Jason Martin, Ramon Foster on J. Martin Ramon's show, 104.5 The Zone in Nashville. That was last week. I'm going to play some of those clips. Of course, the draft beginning tonight. All that, a monster show here on a Thursday Locked On Vols. At underscore Kaner on Twitter. I'm a radio personality in Knoxville. Of course, a writer for VolQuest.com. Appreciate interacting with a lot of you guys on there as well. And you can get this podcast each and every weekday morning when you wake up, wherever you get your podcast. Okay, let's get into it. Taven Jackson. Recruiting is so fluid, okay? Have a pretty good idea that there's going to be some commits come May, okay? But it's so fluid. A lot of times these commitments move up. A lot of times commitments come out of nowhere. Taven Jackson, four-star, dual-threat quarterback, has committed to Tennessee. Why is this big? Well, you need a quarterback in every class. And Taven Jackson is the quarterback for Tennessee in this class. Of course, you wanted Ty Simpson. He committed to Alabama several weeks ago. And then just 2 days after that, Sam Horn, who was likely your number two target, wasn't valued much by the previous staff, but Josh Heupel's staff really did like Sam Horn. He committed 2 days later to Missouri. And then from there on, guys, it was Taven Jackson. Tennessee put the full court press on him, vetted him, a lot of Zoom calls, a lot of phone conversations, Joey Halsey, Josh Heupel, Alex Golish, very engaged, very aggressive in trying to get Taven Jackson, and it ultimately paid off here yesterday on a Wednesday around lunchtime, early afternoon. Taven Jackson commits to Tennessee. So if I had a big board, I would say for this coaching staff, Taven Jackson was probably the third quarterback on that list. But again, if this coaching staff was here earlier, you know, for years, maybe he would have been higher on that board. He wasn't going to be above Ty Simpson, let's be real, but still. Taven Jackson's an unbelievable talent. He's a dual threat against 6'5", about 195. He's from Greenwood, Indiana, where he attends high school at Center Grove, and he's the 7th rated player at his position per Rivals. He's a 9th rated player in his state, which is Indiana, per Rivals. Again, a 4-star per Rivals, and he's a guy that is going to do a lot of things for Tennessee. Potentially could be the quarterback of the future, but more or less, he is the quarterback for the class of 2022. Looking at a quote from his head football coach, Eric Moore, quote, "I've been coaching for 40 years, 18 years in Florida, 22 years here in Indiana. He's one of the most gifted athletes I've ever seen. He's got great length at 6'5", great hand-eye coordination. He's a really smooth athlete. His brother, Trace Jackson Davis, plays basketball at Indiana, and Taven has those same type of ball skills. He's a gym rat when it comes to working on his game. He's always working to get better, getting guys to go out and throw so he can work on his game. He also runs track and does a great job for us in the 400 meters. College coaches who come to see him throw, I mean every coach, they say they love the way the ball comes out of his hands. He has lots of room to get better like any high school football player does, and he thinks that Coach Heupel is the right coach to get that out of him. I've known him since he was 5 years old. The picture that comes up on my phone when he calls is him sitting on my lap. Tennessee is getting a good one." So that was some quotes there from Eric Moore, his high school football coach. And, of course, he's now the quarterback commit for the class of 2022 for Tennessee. He is going to be instrumental in shaping this class, again, that has Vincent Snead and Elijah Herring. And after a little lengthy time for Josh Heupel, not having a commit to his name a couple months on the job, Tennessee's picked up three in the span of about 2.5 weeks. And that is that's good for Tennessee as it continues to try to get momentum heading into the month of May and into the summer months, where a lot of in-state talent will start deciding where they want to commit once they get out on the road and and start taking visits and taking part in camps and stuff like that. So, you know, this is really, really good for Tennessee. Again, is it Ty Simpson? No. But an athletic player, I think if you sit back, watch, learn, and continue to grow under, I've said this before, I think Josh Heupel is one of the best quarterback coaches in the country. I think Joey Halsey is literally an extension of Josh Heupel because he's played for him, he's coached with him his entire professional career. Taven Jackson, sky's the limit for him. But again, you talk about this crowded quarterback room. Right now, Tennessee has five scholarship quarterbacks on roster. You got Hendon Hooker, Joe Milton. You will have, of course, Harrison Bailey, Brian Maurer, Caden Salter's here as well, and then Taven Jackson. That's the thing about recruiting. We hype up these players each and every year, and rightfully so, but you remember you just recruited that position last year. You know, whereas you recruit receivers, you always need to recruit receivers. You always need to recruit offensive linemen, defensive linemen. A lot of these positions are interchangeable. There's only one quarterback on the field at one time. I get that. But you have to have a quarterback in every class. It is so very important. So a good get for Tennessee, good get for Josh Heupel. And you talk about Taven Jackson, a guy that has, you know, over 35 offers, a lot coming from around the SEC, Auburn, Florida, just a couple to mention, tons from the Big Ten, Michigan State, Michigan, from the Pac-12, you have Oregon, you know, A&M, South Carolina, getting in here from the SEC. The list goes on and on and on. You can check it out at Rivals.com if you like to. So, good start for Tennessee. I don't think this will be the only commits here in the very near future. Again, recruiting is very fluid, so I would expect Tennessee to get some good news here in the not-so-distant future. You know, we'll have to see. So, May's going to be a big month, I do believe. Of course, it is almost May right now as we're recording this podcast. We're just days away. So, I think recruiting is going to start picking up for Tennessee, and hopefully it'll shape into a bigger summer and where Tennessee can climb into the, you know, the top 20 and try to finish somewhere in that top 20 before it's all said and done. So, Taven Jackson committed to Tennessee, a four-star dual-threat athlete, 6'5", almost 200, class of 2022. Job well done, Josh Heupel. We move on here on Locked On Vols, a big-time chat with VFL Troy Fleming on the other side. But before that, guys, I've talked to you about my friends at rockauto.com, and if you need anything for your car, your truck, and you want it at a good price, I encourage you to go check it out at rockauto.com. It's a family business. They're going to treat you like a family. They've been serving auto parts to customers online for 20 years. They've got everything from engine control modules to brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpets. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, you can get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. And the best thing about rockauto.com, even more so than the family-owned business, it's the prices. We all speak in dollar signs, guys. Let's not even play like we don't. The price is the best thing at rockauto.com. Always reliably low, and the same for the professionals and the do-it-yourselfers. So why spend up to twice as much when you can get the same parts for a cheaper price? Check out what I'm talking about. Visit rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or your truck. And when you're there, write Locked On in the How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit my friends at rockauto.com. Segment two here of a Thursday, Locked On Vols, and it's time to chat with another VFL. His name is Troy Fleming. Troy, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Want to get your thoughts kind of on the state of Tennessee football. Of course, spring practice finished up last week, the Orange White game on Saturday. Josh Heupel's now a couple months into the job. Kind of where are you on Tennessee football right now?
I'm excited. And I'm sure every fan will say, what reason does it give you to be excited? And the biggest reason is what I've been begging for about 10 years now, is for Tennessee to have an offense that was in the 21st century of college football. I think after watching the spring game and getting to meet Coach Heupel, and hearing all the positive feedback of, you know, just the exciting atmosphere and the relaxed atmosphere of, you know, you can come to work and be excited about your job and not dread it. And so for those young men, for their mental state, it's a good thing to hear that, because then they'll be able to go out there onto the field and be excited about working and being able to put a good product on the field.
Obviously, the product offensively looked pretty good in the Orange and White game, and you can't really take a whole lot from the Orange and White game because so many players were out for the defense. It's a new scheme, all that type of stuff. But Harrison Bailey shined. Josh Heupel's offense looked exciting there on Saturday.
What did you make of this offense? And I want to ask you about tempo as well, because I'm sitting here, just preference, me personally, I don't like up-tempo because as a defender, it puts you in a bind. But how fast is too fast? Because Saturday looked pretty fast, and Josh Heupel apparently wants to go faster.
I love up-tempo for the exact reasons why you don't like it, Kanan. it puts defense on the edge, constantly keeps them thinking. At times, they're going to make mistakes because they're more worried about getting in the right spot instead of just knowing what the call is, and they may miss a call. I thought the tempo Saturday was good. And the best thing I took about the offense is that Josh Heupel's system works. And I say it works. Doesn't matter who you plug in. Yes, I know defense was missing a lot of kids. I mean, a lot of young men, a lot of players. Probably even some guys that are probably going to transfer in later on in the fall camp. So I took it with a grain of salt. But my biggest thing I looked at was that the offensive system works. Doesn't matter who you have at quarterback right now. But as the season approaches, it does matter. Like you said, Harrison Bailey did well. Brian Maurer did well. Hendon Hooker did well. But for me, the quarterback race is still wide open because you still have two X factors in Milton and as well as Caden Salter, who have yet to touch the field, who I think will have a say in who's going to be the starter when it's all said and done.
Yeah, since you brought up the quarterbacks, that's what everybody wants to talk about. Have you had a chance to study the tape of Joe Milton? I mean, anybody can look up his stats. Anybody can see that from a piece of paper, he started off hot, then he tailed off and ultimately lost his job. But when you have looked into Joe Milton, what have you seen? What do you like? And I'm with you. I think that he will very much – he'll be behind the eight ball, as will Caden Salter, but I think Joe Milton will very much have a say in who is the starting quarterback come fall.
Yeah, I've kept up with Joe Milton for a while because a former coach of mine who used to be my defensive coordinator. He's a huge Michigan fan, and he would always tell me about the kid and how Tennessee needed to get him. And obviously at this time, Pruitt was here, and obviously there wasn't, you know, what either Milton wanted or maybe possibly Pruitt staff wanted. But he did start out hot at Michigan. But also you got to understand, you're playing for Coach Harbaugh, who has a high expectation of quarterback play. And so it tailed off. They had musical chairs at quarterback like Tennessee's had for the last few years. But I do think that in this system he should do well. You know, the one issue I have, and I have with this generation of kids when it comes to football, is the meme, the whole hype thing. Dude, go play football. Nobody cares about an announcement. Just show up and do your job. And for me, I hope he does show up and he competes well and does well. I think that Caden Salter, who we hadn't seen all spring, but I think from just watching the system, I think he's going to excel in his offense as well, too.
Yeah, it's funny you brought up Joe Milton. You know, I don't know Joe Milton yet. Look forward to kind of being around him, obviously, when he gets into the program covering that team. But we knew he was going to be here. Then the news actually broke that he was coming here. A piece from the Orlando Sentinel quoted Milton saying, oh, not so fast, not so fast. Then, of course, he was on campus for the Orange and White game. But nonetheless, he will be enrolled in Tennessee's summer camp or summer practices and summer school beginning in June. Chatting things up with VFL Troy Fleming, of course, of all great and a former NFL player. Josh Heupel has tried to, and I know every coach has, and you have experience with the past coaches as well, but tried to really bring back some VFLs, open the door for them, try to tell VFLs, hey, you are as much a part of this as we are. Have you had your interactions with Josh Heupel? Have you had a chance to sit down and talk to him, say hi in passing? What have you seen from Heupel in terms of his interactions with you guys?
I did. I went over there. Obviously talked to Scott Altizer, who I've known for years. He was there when I was at UT. And, you know, Scott told me to come over. I went and watched a little bit of practice one day after work. And I met Coach Heupel in passing. He talked. Definitely, you know, personable guy. I think the fans will love him. I think the former players will love him. I think that he brings to the table a quiet confidence because as a player, he's won a national championship. He's been a Heisman Trophy finalist, a candidate. He's been successful as an assistant coach. He's been successful as a head coach. So he's not about, look at me, or I'm trying to be somebody I'm not. He's comfortable in his skin. And that is what I value most in the coaches, self-confidence, but they know it's not about them. Also, I got a phone call from Coach Mack, the running backs coach. He reached out to me, and I was shocked because I'm like, who is this? And I'm thinking, I'm listening to the voicemail, and I thought, well, wow. I was like, you know, I didn't get that from the previous staff's running back coaches. I mean, like I'm expecting that, like they know who I am anyways. But, you know, it was something refreshing to know that they're trying their hardest and their best to, you know, to mend bridges that may have been broken, or just to create new relationships with former players who, you know, they want to see back around the program. Because at the end of the day, former players do have a say, because a lot of the former players who've played are now in high school coaching, and they have a huge factor in the influence at times when it comes to certain players going to certain schools, because they've been there, done that, and they know what to expect.
Yeah, I was at practice one day last week, and it was kind of the who's who of all greats that were out there. Al Wilson was there. You had, you know, Pickens was there. You had Jim Bob Cooter was there. You had Bobby Scott was there, the whole lot of guys. And so I've seen kind of that interaction of trying to bring some guys back. And just what you said right there, had heard that Josh Heupel was having his position coaches call former players at that said position. And as you pointed out, I mean, you don't expect that. I think that's just another example of taking the extra mile, so that's good to see. All right, I got two more for you, then we'll let you out the door. One more Vol-related. I know you said you're excited. There's a lot to be excited about right now, but I just want you to be honest, man. How tough for a program that you love so much and you're still very much involved with, and you know, with the VFL or with the Vol Radio Network, how hard has it been to watch this program you love the past, you know, 10, 15 years or so?
Honestly, it hasn't been hard for me, because I'm just a realistic. I realize the talent's not there. Other programs have actually evolved in understanding what it takes to market to players of this generation. So for me, I was more not upset with the product on the field, but I was more upset with the people making the decisions, because your old and archaic thought process is what has kept us in this position for so long. Get outside of the box and quit trying to, you know, catch lightning twice in a bottle. Move forward, evolve. If Nick Saban, the greatest college coach to ever do it, can evolve from hard nose, Billy Bad, you know what, to understanding, hey, the spread offense is not up to offense, isn't going anywhere. I have to adjust to it. If he can do that, then the powers that be can do that. And I think they did that with the hiring of Danny White, allowing him to go out and find his coach.
I played that clip of Nick Saban talking about how he said, hey, we got to outscore him a couple of years ago. And so I know exactly what you're saying. I played that clip on this podcast a couple of times. Actually heard from Nick Saban earlier on this show, looking forward to the NFL draft. And real quick on the way out, man, how do you see these quarterbacks being drafted? Of course, we think Lawrence is going to go first later tonight, and followed by Wilson. But Mac, Lance, how do you see these quarterbacks shaking up here in the top 10 to 15?
I love the draft. I've been watching the draft for almost, what, I'm 40 now, since about 32 years, since I was 8 or 9 years old. I've watched almost every NFL draft. So this is my favorite time of the year. The quarterbacks always get the headlines. Obviously, Lawrence is going to go one. But I'm also, I like the drama in the draft. I like the unpredictable part of it. Zach Wilson is, I guess, from his offseason workouts, and it's just one season, has solidified himself at number two. I'm just baffled with Kyle Shanahan, but I'm not surprised, because it's a Shanahan, and I can't stand his dad, but that's a long hold on the story. But for them to trade all those picks up to number three to take Mac Jones, I'm baffled when Mac Jones would be there later on in the picks, because Trey Lance and Justin Fields, to me, are better pro prospects. And I think when it's all said and done, I think Justin Fields would actually have the better pro career than all of them, because of the fact of he throws a great ball, does not commit a lot of turnovers, but also his athleticism in this day and age of the NFL will play a huge part in success. But it's going to take the right coaching staff and the right system for him to succeed. I know people say that as cliche, but no, really for him, because Kyle Shanahan showed you with Robert Griffin it could be done, but he ran Robert Griffin into the ground and killed his career. And that's why Robert Griffin is a backup now. But it'll be exciting to see. Hopefully my Titans will be smart. And I know a lot of my friends back home get mad when I always say I got an upgraded quarterback over Tannehill. But if someone happens to fall out of the top seven, and your Titans have to take a look at it, because I just don't think Tannehill is the answer to get us to the promised land, although I think he's very serviceable.
Okay, so I'm hearing this right. You're not the biggest Tannehill fan, even though what he's done since taking over from Mariota 2 years ago. And I thought he had a Pro Bowl. I know Pro Bowl is nothing nowadays, but I thought he had a Pro Bowl season last year and got snubbed. Of course, it does help when you have Derrick Henry, but you're not a big Tannehill guy.
I like what he's doing, but But you got to think about the landscape of the AFC. You got young quarterbacks. You got to beat whatever happens with Deshaun Watson in Houston, personal thing. You still got Deshaun Watson. You still got Patrick Mahomes. You got Justin Herbert out there in San Diego. You still have in your own division, you're going to have the quarterback that just got traded from Philadelphia, Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of factors that still show you that you have to have a pass-oriented offense. We can't run Derrick Henry into the ground the next year, 2 years, because he's had about almost 300 carries the last couple of years. So you got to start transitioning offense to stretch the field. And Tannehill's great off play action, which he does, throws the ball beautifully. But I just, you know, I'm different. I just like, I look for the future. And I think right now the Titans are not a Super Bowl team, even though they got to the AFC Championship game 2 years ago.
I love it. I love it. VFL Troy Fleming, also Lamar Jackson, not going anywhere in Baltimore either. So certainly see what you're saying there. All right, great stuff, man. Thanks so much. I appreciate your time, and we look forward to having you back on the podcast again.
All right, thank you.
Great stuff there from VFL Troy Fleming. Had to get that follow-up in there about Ryan Tannehill. I know it's not Tennessee football-related, well, volunteer-related, but I had to get that follow-up in there. So really, really do appreciate the VFL for stopping by. Hope you guys enjoyed it as well. BetOnline.ag, the fastest, easiest way to bet on all your sports action. We know what's happening tonight. We know what's happening tomorrow and all day Saturday. It is the NFL draft. We've been telling you all these BetOnline odds and props and over-unders and everything you can possibly imagine about the NFL draft. You can go online to BetOnline.ag and check it all out for yourself. So baseball is in full swing right now. You can track all that action at BetOnline as well. And this week, of course, the draft I just mentioned, you've got the Kentucky Derby this weekend that everybody's forgetting about. The first leg of the Triple Crown, that is all happening this weekend. Plus, the news, odds, all the information you need for your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and UFC MMA action. Before next pitch, head on over to BetOnline on your laptop or your mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign up for the bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore this year. It's your chance to get into the game as the teams prep for their runs in the playoffs. Head on over to the website or use your mobile device, sign up today, and receive your 50% welcome bonus on that first deposit. All you got to do, use the promo code LOCKEDON. Everything you possibly want starting now with the NFL draft tonight. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, we got a final segment left here on a Thursday Locked On Vols, and a big show does continue. The NFL draft begins tonight, 8 o'clock. Hoping to hear a couple of different volunteers' names called over the weekend. I believe Trey Smith has a good chance of being drafted tomorrow night, Friday, probably in the third round. We'll have to see, but I do believe Josh Palmer will be drafted somewhere around there as well, and then later on, potentially, Bryce Thompson and Brandon Kennedy. So, want to talk a little bit of draft here in segment three, and to kick things off here, Nick Saban, in my opinion, I know Tennessee fans don't want to hear this, but if we're real about it, I mean, he's the greatest college football coach to ever do it. I mean, he really is. But he also spent a little time in the National Football League earlier in his career. Listen to what Nick Saban has to say about the draft process and how he advises his football players when going about it. Couple things to listen out for. There's always an and, or there's always a but. You want to be the and. You don't want to be the but if you're a potential prospect. And so listen to Nick Saban talk about this. Some really good stuff here.
Well, again, this goes back to players creating value for themselves. I always talk to players about, you know, I spent 8 years in the NFL, so that means I sat through 8 drafts, which meant it's not just a draft. It's 2 weeks of preparing for the draft, and then 2 more weeks of getting questions answered, and then 2 more weeks of preparing for the draft. So I'm talking about listening to 1,000 draft reports. And I tell our players all the time, the 2 most compelling words in a draft report is and but. All right, so they read the player, and I'll take a defensive back. All right, he's got quick feet, change of direction, he had good long speed, can play man-to-man, he's a good tackler, he's got toughness, he's got really good ball judgment and really good ball skills, and he's a good person. He was a leader on the team. He graduated from school. Coaches loved him. Read the same player, but He had a positive drug test. He had a domestic violence incident with his girlfriend. Got in a fight in a bar when he's a freshman. Strength coach said he wouldn't piss on him if he was on fire. Who do you want on your team? And or but? All right, so what I tell players is you don't realize that as soon as you apply for a job, as soon as you put your name in for the draft, people are looking for reasons not to pick you. They're looking for reasons not to hire you. So don't give anybody a reason to say but. It's the only way that you can create value for yourself. So that and but, what came after that had nothing to do with what the player was, but it had a significant impact on where the player got picked. So this is an analogy that I use all the time with players to try to get them to understand, how do I create value for myself and my future for what I want to accomplish?
All right, so that was Nick Saban, of course, head coach of Alabama. I really, really, really liked that clip. I wanted to play for you guys going into this weekend, and it's why everybody makes such a big deal about the NFL draft, and it's overcomplicated process at times, overthinking, but at the end of the day, that's what it is. And so, I mean, again, the and, the buts, you want to be an and, you don't want to be a but. And the thing that really stood out to me when I listened to it the first time was when Saban said, you're spending more time finding reasons why not to draft you, more so than why we should draft you. I thought that was just sensational. All right, shifting gears here. Trey Smith, of course, hopes to be the first volunteer off the board on Friday night. Hopefully he does not fall until Saturday. We'll have to see. But again, he's been mocked anywhere from 2 through 5 rounds, 2nd through the 5th round. We'll have to see. Discuss what The Athletic had, a scouting report on some of the different analysis they've heard from different scouts around the league on Trey Smith. That was on yesterday's show. Want to play some clips from Trey Smith. He visited with our guys, Jay Martin and Ramon, over at 104.5 The Zone last week. And a big shout out to producer Schaefer for helping me out getting this audio. They do a fantastic job, guys. Also, shout out Ron Slay, VFL, a full-time member now of 3HL, that afternoon drive show in Nashville on 104.5 The Zone. Great, great people over there. A sister station with us here at Cumulus Knoxville. But moving on, Trey Smith did visit those guys early last week and discussed a lot of different things. I want to play a couple of these clips for you. Of course, Trey Smith heading into draft weekend, biggest weekend of his life. Here is Trey Smith on the draft process so far leading up to it in the last couple of months.
Man, it's been awesome. You can look back to, like, 2018, where it was really looking like I wouldn't be able to play again. Then you look into the future now where I'm at. I mean, it's another story of a blessing. I really enjoyed it. It can be stressful at times, but, you take it day by day in stride. I'm just excited about the future.
More on Trey Smith about, of course, the health concerns, the health questions. You know they've been brought up each and every Zoom conversation. Here's Trey Smith talking about his health.
Yeah, you're definitely right, man. We're still going through the medical situation even right now. But it's extremely positive. It's a good outlook. It's something that's extremely unorthodox. So, yeah, I mean, you know, man, it scares a lot of people initially. But when they finally start looking into it, it's really not that bad. But it's something we just keep battling. But I'm really confident in my medical plan.
And then lastly, I really like this one. It was kind of a aha moment. You know, everyone has kind of one of those moments when you say, okay, I know where I am. I know what I'm capable of, whether it be in a sport, whether it be in a job, whether it be as a parent. Kind of have that aha moment. Trey Smith came the spring of his freshman year. I guess he was an early enrollee, and he'll tell you about it here. But when he was going through the process of switching from tackle to guard, because of course he's played both, and that's a big reason why, you know, offensive linemen get drafted, because of the versatility. But Trey Smith, on switching from tackle to guard, and kind of when he understood, like, hey, I can play up here. I can play up here, and I can do it at a high level. Give this a listen.
Oh, man, I just wanted to start, man.
Yeah.
I know it was literally like it was springtime. I was playing right tackle. I wasn't really, like, enjoying it, but I was doing well. I remember my coach at the time, Coach Wells, with me at guard, and my first rep on one-on-one, I still made it, like, our senior dude. I was, like, a stud D-line, I forgot his name at the time. But, like, he didn't go anywhere, man. I had him on clamp mode the entire time. And from that point on, everyone was just like, dude, I haven't seen a guard do that since, like, Zach Fulton. You gotta play guard. And so, for me, I was excited, man. I just wanted to hit the field.
Yeah.
You know, as a freshman, I just wanted to start. you know, I was wanting to be a dog, whatever position I play. So I was excited about it regardless.
Awesome stuff from Trey Smith. And, you know, best of luck to him, to Josh Palmer, Bryce Thompson, and, of course, Brandon Kennedy, who we've had as a guest here on Locked On Vols as they go throughout this process. We'll, of course, be active on social media throughout the weekend, be recapping it all Monday as well. And, of course, we'll talk about some of the draft that happened later tonight on tomorrow's show. But, again, Trey Smith, Bryce Thompson, Josh Palmer, Brandon Kennedy kicking off a big weekend for those guys, and best of luck to the VFLs. All right, boom, what a show. That was a fun show. Again, apologies for running a little late here today, but sometimes it happens. Hey, it is what it is. Guys, I do want to remind you, as the draft is starting tonight, Locked On Podcast Network is doing a fantastic job and working to do more things. Linking up with the Draft Network, covering the NFL Draft live. It starts tonight, okay? Get insights and analysis from Locked On local experts and the Draft Network's national experts. You can subscribe to the Locked On NFL YouTube page to watch the live 3-day coverage of the NFL Draft April 29th through May the 1st. You might see me on there. They're going to be calling on a lot of our college team, our college experts to come on and join whenever some guys are drafted. So you might see this ugly mug like you've been seeing on WBIR and thanks to our friends at Tegna. So, anywho, be sure to check out that. Guys, thanks so much. Big thanks to Troy Fleming, VFL. If you missed any of that, go back and listen to it. We will do it all again tomorrow or on a Friday. But until then, guys, have a great rest of your Thursday, everybody.